Matt Damon is back, but not as familiar a Matt Damon, perhaps, in the new film Stillwater as in Oklahoma, and maybe also as in Stillwaters Run Deep. Matt Damon plays Bill Baker, an oil rig worker who goes from Oklahoma to Marseille, France, to see his daughter Allison, who's been convicted of killing her girlfriend. Now, Allison maintains her innocence, played by Abigail Breslin. She's become resigned to her fate.
But you're innocent. So we gotta keep fighting.
It doesn't matter that I'm innocent, Dad. It's not about justice. It's about finding peace.
But Dad decides to try to free Allison by finding the man she says is guilty, even though the authorities are uninterested. He doesn't speak French, and, well, he's an oil rigger now working in Marseille. Yes, there is a whiff here of the real-life story of Amanda Knox, who was accused of and cleared in the murder of a roommate. Director Tom McCarthy said he was influenced by that, but this is not that story. Stillwater opens in theaters Friday. It has so many twists and turns. We're going to try not to give too many away as we welcome Matt Damon. Hello.
Hi.
I should say hello from Cambridge, Massachusetts, your hometown.
And my stomping ground, yeah.
Around here, you're known as the son of Nancy Carlson Page. You're
That's
a fabulous
right.
educator mom. But I just want to start with, you have come a long way from Good Will Hunting. There's so much between that Academy Award-winning film and this one. But there still might be some expectation from viewers, well, you know, maybe this will be that Matt. And we hear early on it isn't. Your character says tater tots instead of tater tots. Who is this guy? Who is he?
Well, yeah. It's I love the movie because it does kind of upset the expectations. It looks kind of like it might veer into kind of a Liam Neeson movie. You know, like the guy who shows up and he's like, I have a very particular set of skills. You know what I mean? It's just like the guy that I'm playing in this movie just decidedly does not have any of the requisite skills that would help him kind of do what he wants to do, which is to exonerate his daughter. And in so doing, kind of repair this relationship he has with her. This is really, it kind of has a thriller setup, but this is really a drama. And it's about a guy from a very specific part of the country, but also a really specific type of person. You know, that in Oklahoma, a roughneck is, you know, these guys who work out in the oil fields. It's a really, really, really difficult job, and one that not a lot of people could do. Like, I certainly couldn't do it. When I went down there and hung out with those guys and went to these oil rigs, it took me about 15 minutes to figure out that I wouldn't last.
We know you went to Oklahoma to get ready for this role with director Tom McCarthy, who's best known for writing and directing the Oscar-winning Spotlight. You did meet a guy, Kenny Baker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Kenny was the guy who took us around. There were a few of them, but Kenny was kind of our main point of contact. And that's why we ended up naming the character Bill Baker. It was really a nod to Kenny.
Well, how did Kenny Baker help you?
He took us to oil rigs. Like, we spent lots of time in the truck with him driving around, you know, explaining what, like, that roughneck life is. When the fields are up, those guys are making a lot of money. And so they're young 18, 19-year-old guys with a lot of money in their pocket. And it's kind of almost like a rock star lifestyle. So we kind of saw Bill as kind of in the, like, somebody who'd been caught up in that life and had really been an absentee father and carried a lot of guilt and shame around his relationship with his kid and even felt responsible for how her life had turned out. And So the movie follows him going there, and he's trying to help, and you kind of feel like it's not going to go well.
By the way, the real Kenny Baker also taught your character how to say theater, which is how it's pronounced
theater.
in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, we'd call him with questions like that. Like, yes, sir. Hey, man, theater or theater? And he'd be like, theater. Thank you.
Well, yeah. In films like the Jason Bourne films, you know, you play an action hero. He speaks several languages. He can think or fight his way out of almost any situation. As you said, Bill Baker is damaged and maybe also just normal. I mean, who would know what to do if your daughter
exactly.
was in prison? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that like for you to rein in that kind of impulse to jump off the building and perfectly land somewhere?
Listen, that's not an impulse I have. That's not an impulse that needs any reining in.
But I mean, to be the action hero, this guy's an inaction hero at some points.
Yeah, he's the inverse. He doesn't have any of that stuff. And I like in the other movies that I do that I try not to. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I remember when we were doing The Departed, and I remember saying to Marty, like, I just want to lose every fight that I'm in this movie. You know, like it's much more interesting playing a superhero. I always kind of viewed Bourne as sort of a superhero. I mean, he couldn't remember who he was, but he could do all the things that we all wish we could do. He could speak every language. There wasn't any situation that he couldn't think his way out of. And so, yeah, it's kind of like wish fulfillment for the audience.
What has happened to you? The Departed.
Oh, The Departed, yeah. The Departed.
The Departed, right.
Oh, Robin, I'm sorry.
You've changed. Oh, look, we want to listen to a little more of the film. Your character meets Virginie, played by French actress Camille Cotin, who's just wonderful, who agrees to help your character investigate, but refuses at one point to keep questioning a possible witness because he turns out to be racist. He wants to point the finger at anyone as long as they're Muslim. And your character confronts her on that. Let's listen.
No, I don't talk to him, no.
Well, he might know something.
No, he doesn't know something. Bill, we're not going to send an innocent boy to jail.
My daughter is innocent.
What? Oh, I can't believe this conversation.
Well, then, you live in some fancy-ass world, honey, because I work with guys like that all the time.
No, but it doesn't matter, okay? It's not right.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm trying to get my little girl out of jail. That's all I give a about.
You sound very American right now.
Good, I am.
Now, Matt Damon, Tom McCarthy, writer-director, said he very much wanted to reflect in the script the perception of America and Americans and how it's changed in the world, I'm assuming, in a post-Trump world. Was that something you were exploring and thinking about that?
Sure, yeah. And I love that scene because they're just not looking at things the same way. They really do come from different worlds. And for, you know, Bill, that scene comes on the heels of Virginie talking to a guy, having this conversation in French in front of Bill. Bill understands not one word of it, but he only understands that she's getting increasingly agitated, and then she gets up and walks away. And it's the only lead that he has, and he can't understand why she would walk away from that conversation. And he's going, you know, like, you live in a fancy world. I was talking to the French screenwriters about that, and they were particularly proud of that because that they love that idea that the American, like the blue-collar Americans going, like, I don't have the luxury of choosing who I associate with. Like, I get put on a job, and I do the job, and I deal with whatever I deal with. Like, you're being fancy, like, you know, versus her going, like, I can't understand how any of this would be tolerable to you. If you understand your characters and love your characters and empathize with your characters, you can play each one of those people and you have a great scene where they're just not getting each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is what the movie is. It's those cultures clashing.
In this film, you're trying to connect with and rescue a daughter. There's another little girl that enters the picture that you're obviously so fond of. You have four daughters in real life. Family, you know, you've managed to... I'm trying to think of my supermarket, and when I stand there and look at the covers, I think you've managed to kind of stay out of most of the tabloid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel lucky. I don't know why. I mean, I think those magazines are trying to sell sex and scandal most of the time, and I think I give those people the sense that if they stake out my house, they're not going to get much, which would be true. And so I've been unbelievably lucky in that I've so far been able to get everything I want out of this bargain, which is the work. That's all I want. None of that celebrity stuff is intriguing to me or interesting. I don't want it. I don't need it. I prefer to not have it, but I really, really love the work, you know, and I say it's luck because I have friends, like dear friends, you know, for whom that's not the case. And there's nothing to court it less. Yeah, I have, you know, hey, another longtime neighbor from Central Square who it's just the way the penny fell, and he's just had to deal with it so much more than I have. And he takes the same view that I do of all that stuff, but I've just been lucky in that it hasn't been as big a part of my life.
Well, and we don't want to dwell on that, but we should just say his name rhymes with when... Hat rack. I can't think of anything that rhymes with Affleck. So
with rhymes with Ben Affleck, yeah.
So Matt Damon, when this was screened at Cannes, it was really well received, and you cried. What? You've been at so many of these. Why the tears there over this?
Well, no, I think. Well, first of all, I'm just getting old and soft. I think there's probably that. But no, it was. I think it kind of snuck up on me. I, we've been holding on to this movie for a while. It was supposed to come out last Thanksgiving, and it's the first movie that I went back into a theater and saw. I mean, and that kind of iconic theater at the Play, it's like, you know, there's 1,000 people there. I mean, and it was just that thing of, you know, you've been watching your TV for 18 months, and it's such a different thing to go into a big room with a bunch of strangers and turn the lights out and watch something together. And so it just, you know, it just hit me. We had that wonderful reaction, and I just felt like this wave of gratitude, really, for being back at the movies again.
Yeah. Oscar winner Matt Damon, his new film is Stillwater. Matt Damon, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Robin. I appreciate it.
And this note, Matt Damon will be starring with that friend whose name rhymes with Hat Rack, or the Aflac Duck, in The Last Duel, which opens in October. The pair also collaborated on the screenplay, and there will be dueling. Can't wait.